Welcome to the Weekly Finance News Wrap. This is Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online, bringing you some of Australia's must-know financial industry news for the week. Firstly, in exciting news for prospective electric vehicle buyers, the Leapmotor B05 is set to electrify the Australian market, offering a competitive choice for those seeking an affordable, under $40,000 drive-away electric vehicle. There are two versions on offer to buyers. The B05 style takes the stage with a 56.2 kilowatt-hour battery and a respectable 401 kilometers range. On the other end, the Design LR comes with a slightly higher price tag but delivers a superior range of 482 kilometers, thanks to its 67.1 kilowatt-hour battery. It's clear that the launch of the B05 is a definite leap towards expanding Leapmotor's presence in the Australian market. Those considering the purchase are advised to use a loan calculator to evaluate the cost of ownership. But it's not just the electric vehicle sector capturing the headlines. The electric boating industry is also steering its course into the mainstream. Propulsion, battery systems, vessel design, and regulation are aligning to evolve electric boating from an interesting concept to a serious buying consideration. Sure, the upfront costs might seem higher due to digital controls and batteries, but the benefits of lower maintenance and quieter operation might knit an attractive picture regarding total ownership cost. From commercial operators to dedicated private users, consistent routes and charging are becoming critical considerations. On a different note, the pause in the cash rate by the Reserve Bank of Australia in June has lenders eyeing new mortgage customers with juicy rate cuts. This development serves as a reminder to existing mortgage holders that the onus is on them to negotiate better discounts or think about refinancing options. In fact, adopting a proactive approach can uncover potential savings as lender competition heats up. It emphasizes the importance of looking beyond just rates to consider loan features and fees. Meanwhile, Australia's small and medium enterprises need to heed the rising commercial credit card debt that has now reached a whopping $2.26 billion. As businesses increasingly depend on short-term credit for daily expenses, an urgent need for strategic financial planning becomes clear. Businesses must shift focus from convenience to planning to ensure stability and secure favorable funding terms. In other words, healthy finances are not just about managing cash flow, but choosing the right funding options too. In conclusion, with the evolving financial landscape, it's crucial to stay informed and adjust plans accordingly. Make sure to visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au to chart your course in this ever-changing financial seascape. That's it for this week's Finance News Wrap. This has been Paige Estrotori. Join me again next week to delve into more headlines from Australia's dynamic financial industry.